The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, the 6th of February. 2026, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Alex is here running everything, and we're just going to skip over it all, because laying on the table, our table we have here with all the microphones, is a 4-foot alligator.
A live, real alligator.
That walked in.
With us this morning, and the reason why...
Gabe Kirshner, who heads up Wild Things Conservation, and Judy Maxwell, who is Mutual of Omaha,
Maxwell Insurance and Financial,
who usually brings in Gabe, but Gabe's here for a different reason. We'll find out later. But good morning, Gabe, and tell us about why I have a 4-foot alligator laying on my desk.
Good morning. This is Spike, and Spike is about 35 years old.
Oh, wow.
He is one of the animals that came to our center from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He was an illegal pet in Los Angeles. Came to our center, and he's been traveling as part of our school programs ever since. And he's actually 6.5 feet, so you kind of minimize him there.
And he's really
heavy when you have to carry him. He's about 103 pounds.
Oh, my God. And you carried him in, and we had, people know, we had Buford. And you said, we're going to bring the animals in. And we're just like, do. We didn't realize they're waiting outside in the car, in the truck, in the conservation vehicle. So welcome once again to our program. Now, before we went on the air, you were talking about the alligator, and I said, he or she? And you said he. And you talked about that a female alligator is
a cow.
And a male alligator is
a bull. It's rather unique. And the largest reptile we have here in North America, we kind of refer to them as bulls and cows. It's an amazing animal. It's kind of like sharing a dinosaur. This animal has been in this state since the Jurassic. And you bring them in here, and everybody, you see all the adults in the studio here are excited about them. Imagine a school group, all these little kids, when they see him come into their auditorium. It's just really an amazing teaching tool.
I got a chance, and I just want to share with our listening audience, I got a chance to touch up close. I've never, to touch the alligator. And you think about the backside as the whole look of feeling of the dinosaur, and that would be rockish. But his sides and his paws and the pads, are they called a certain terminology for the...
His feet.
His feet.
Yeah.
Is soft.
Yeah, very soft.
Like human, you could feel the tissue.
Well, that underbelly was the reason that we almost lost this animal. That soft, soft skin that's very, very pliable and yet very hardy, very strong, was wanted for boots and belts and purses and wallets. And in the 60s and 70s, this was a highly prized skin for wallets and seat covers
bags.
And whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we almost lost this animal that has been here since the time of the dinosaur. We stopped, we protected them, and now they made a great comeback. They're doing very, very well. And you notice the back, you talked about the back. This is actually an osteoderm, which means it's part skin and part bone.
Okay.
It's a very, very interesting cell, and it creates air spaces on the back, and that's the solar panel that kind of heats up their blood as the sun bakes down on their back in the southern swamps.
Okay.
It also makes them look a little bit like a log.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So that's how they can... Now, where do they breathe in order to... How long can they stay underwater?
Well, it depends on how the temperature. But in a typical day, he could go underwater, hold his breath for over an hour, and be just fine. That's pretty amazing. When it's really cold, everything slows down. His blood doesn't float out to his periphery. It just stays within the heart and the lungs. He can stay underwater for a long time. Some say over a day.
And where do they breathe? Is there a...
This is his nares here.
Yeah, the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this little tip. And it's set on top of his head so that he can stick out just like a little snorkel.
Okay.
And his eyes just poke out of the surface of the water. Some of these bumps, and he looks just like that log. And fish swim right over to his mouth. They're fishermen, because if you look at right by the teeth there, there's some little tiny black polka dots. That looks a lot like fish eggs.
Okay, yes,
and
it does.
And so the fish come over, start trying to steal those other fish eggs. Not such a great idea, and that's how he captures his prey.
Okay, and so his teeth are really They're, like, perfect.
They are perfect. Well, but he sheds them all the time.
Really?
They're conically shaped, like ice cream cones. And as one falls off, another one pushes back in the same spot. And really, this is such a good design that the only reason they pass away is they start to run out of teeth. That eventually they don't regenerate the teeth and they can't catch fish and they pass away.
So what's the oldest one?
There's one that's documented 140 years old. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That typical lifespan is 40 to 60. Captivity a lot longer because there's no selective pressures. There's no, they're given food and.
Yeah, they don't,
they get.
Stress goes down.
They have Obamacare, that kind of thing,
They get the cholesterol meds.
Right, exactly.
Okay, now I understand that when, alligator clamps down, he clamps down. However, they can't open their jaws. I mean, it's normal person could hold their Linda could
right.
hold his jaws together.
Johnny Weissmuller though could definitely Tarzan could open it up his chops.
Exactly. Well, you know they're about 2,000 pounds per square inch. It's crushing power.
Right.
But the jaw is hinged all the way back to here, so there's no fulcrum for in terms of opening it.
Yeah.
It's very very weak. Slamming shut, but opening. Now this it's kind of funny to me that a grown man can keep the alligator's mouth shut. That's true if there wasn't the rest of the animal that he had to contend with.
Mm.
This is a spinning, slimy, covered with algae, 150-pound animal rolling around. It's just, you can't
well,
restrain it.
And the thing is like you said, they were in danger of being wiped out here. Mm-hmm. And because of the conservation efforts in the South, in, Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, they had a huge rebound.
Amazing.
Huge rebound. And so people are now able to hunt them again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to hunt small dogs. And because you see on a regular basis an alligator.
On the golf course.
On the golf course just took Fifi, the dog.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Or bigger.
You're kind of in their territory, right?
That's it. They're at the water's edge. And
yep.
What they say in Florida, any water has an alligator in it. And
wow.
So it's, why not? If you were an alligator, wouldn't you eat the small, Pekingese as it comes down to the water's edge?
On the naval base at Pensacola, they have a little golf course there. And my brother was stationed there. And we were playing golf, and one of it had a water hazard. And there were two alligators sunning themselves at the water hazard. So you had to, hopefully you hit the ball over the alligators onto the fairway, and then you walked way around them while they were just outside, but everybody was used to it. I mean, it was just like another, you get to drop that ball if it, you get a free shot if it's laying next to the alligator. So.
You know, in the conservation aspect of it, and we've got a couple minutes before we take a break, Gabe, you have kids that come into, you're out of Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're stationed with your wildlife sanctuary.
Right.
And you were talking earlier about how you have special open houses that are just for educational aspect. I'm just thinking, just like this, being up and close, that this may change a child's life in this moment. They want to go into biology. They want to go into animal welfare. They want to be a conservationist. It's touched them in a way when you're up close and personal with experts like yourself. And let's talk a little bit about Judy Maxwell and why you're here.
Great.
A couple reasons.
There's a couple reasons. First, we're up here for the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. We've been brought in. We're going to be at the Anderson Fairgrounds. It'll be tomorrow. We'll be there with some really unique animals from all around the world talking about healthy forests and talking about forest practices. And it's kind of a strange marriage with us in the logging community.
Yes.
So we're a wildlife rescue center and we're coming in and we're talking about the use of our products. But I think it's a very important conversation talking about healthy forests for ourselves as well as for the animals.
Yes. Yes.
It's a great, great event. So please come out, bring your kids. It's free.
Wow.
There's all sorts of really unique tractors and things that are so highly technical to pick up a log and shave the bark and turn it in.
Right.
It's a really cool stuff, and there's carvings. Really neat. We're on the Pepsi stage there.
On the Pepsi stage.
We're also here because Judy Maxwell.
Because our one and only.
Yeah, right. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. That's probably the show that got me into this mess.
Really?
When I was a little kid watching the program on Sunday evening.
Yes.
And
Marlon Perkins
and
yeah.
Jim
Mutual
Fowler.
Of Omaha.
I always wanted to be the Jim side of it, but not the Marlon side of it. But yes,
right.
the A great, great event, and it's back on the air. It's on NBC. Terrific.
Is it KIX? Is it PBS?
NBC.
No, NBC.
NBC on Saturday mornings.
Oh, my God.
And it's Peter Gross and Dr. Renee Wingate Grant. And anyway, so it's a great program. It really is. It's around 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Well, check that out.
Yeah.
So today you're having an event.
Yes. And so Gabe and I go back because my affiliation with Mutual of Omaha has been like going on 33 years.
Man. Yeah.
And so we have had so much fun over the years and doing events around town and stuff. So it's been very, very special.
And I know you have love, Judy. I mean, knowing you personally, that you have a great love for the children.
Oh, I do.
And so, and that's their future, the future. It's a great song about it. But anyway, so you're having an open house. People could come and see some of these animals today.
Yes. Yes, we are. So anyway, so yeah, we will. So it's from 3 to 6 at our office and stuff. So we're, anyway, yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
A good time. And Gabe is, gosh, he's going to have special animals at the logging conference and stuff, and he's going to come by and see us.
And you're coming back after the break with another surprise?
Different.
Okay, so we'll be right back here. We're going to just cut to right to the commercials here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're here with Judy Maxwell and Gabe from Wild Things.
Wild Things Conservation.
Yes. And we'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the ultimate tailgate party on Sunday, February 8th. The event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drawings. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 for a table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every date comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the #2 sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The #2 sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio and local zoo.
I cannot even. Wait, you got to take a picture of that.
Well, I am. 7:19 in the morning on the 6th. And we just had an alligator in here with Gabe Kirshner from Wild Things Conservation, and now we have a reindeer. Oh my gosh, look at this.
Okay, we've had kangaroo. We've had kangaroo left a little a surprise one time.
Yeah, but
and
the,
so now we have, we've never had, we've had a goat. We've had a porcupine.
We've had a number
skunks,
of things, but we've never had a reindeer.
Never seen a reindeer up close.
Murphy.
And his skin is just, I mean, his fur. So, we're here, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Gabe from Wild Things. That's a conservation, center that is based out of Colfax. He's here today, has been here, for the logging conference, but will be at Judy Maxwell's today, Maxwell Insurance from 3 to 6. Yes, and so we're so happy to have them here today. And so up close in the studio with the four of us is a reindeer.
Yes, his name is Murphy. He's only 2 years old. He's just a youngster.
Oh.
And he's
getting closer.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm sorry.
No, you're good, good,
okay,
Gabe.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's hard to do two things at once.
Yeah, yeah.
He's amazing. I'm going to talk about because a lot of people think it's a mythical creature. A lot of people think it's like the unicorn.
Yeah.
That it's a reindeer that don't really exist. But actually what the reindeer is, this is the domesticated caribou. The caribou is the wild deer of the Arctic. And about 19,000 years ago, people in northern Europe started to domesticate the caribou and they came up with the reindeer. And when you say reins, it's not like rain that falls from the sky. It's rains you ride a horse with. You steer a horse. That's R-E-I-N.
Well, he feels his fur, his coat feels like an Arctic horse.
Well, it feels a lot like a polar bear.
Yes.
If you ever felt a polar bear. I haven't either.
Okay, bring in a polar bear.
My friend Lefty did. He felt a polar bear once.
All right.
It's a hollow core hair, and that's the insulator that allows them to live in 50 degrees below
really,
zero.
Can you get in? Hollow?
A hollow core hair.
Okay.
It's almost like a drinking straw.
Oh.
That makes him very, very floaty, but also it's a great insulator.
Right.
So.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about, what's his name again?
His name is Murphy.
How Murphy came to your sanctuary.
Murphy was at a ranch up in Washington State, and they closed the ranch down, and they needed to find a home for Murphy.
Hmm.
And I drove up there to pick him up, and on the way, everything that could possibly go wrong did go wrong, so he got the name Murphy. That's where it's Murphy's Law.
Flat tire, ran out of gas.
Exactly. So what I love sharing about with this guy is not only talking about the caribou, and it's the oldest domesticated animal on the planet, the domesticated hoofstock, but we're talking about the antler cycle. People don't know about deer and antlers. It's amazing to me. The first thing people say is horns. No, those aren't horns. They're antlers. It's true bone that grows out of the skull annually. And every year that bone is shed. Every year that bone falls off of his head. Ironically, it's at Christmas time. It's my favorite part of the Christmas season when he shakes his head and his antlers fall off.
Wow.
People, you know, they kind of freak out. It's a lot of fun. And then they start to grow. That's about a month worth of growth.
You're
right there.
Kidding.
On his head. No. And they're actually looking at that. Maybe we can learn something for osteoporosis or bone cancer.
Yes.
Or whatnot, because that is real bone growing out of a skull.
And this is why you see so many people out in the woods. They're looking for sheds.
Yep.
From antlers from elk and deer. And but goats have horns.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. These animals have antlers.
That's right. That's right. So it's an antler. And in the reindeer and the caribou, the girls get antlers too. They're the only deer that's truly equal opportunity, which it's kind of cool. Now, he'll be there at the logging conference. He'll be there, and we'll let kids get a chance to come up and get their picture taken with him and get up close. It's the wild caribou eat lichen, mushroom, moss, and grasses. So you think about a big mammal eating small plants like lichen and mushroom and moss.
Why do they have split hooves?
The cloven hoof is for traction. That's a snowshoe. If you think about his foot, it's compared to a black-tailed deer we have in this area. They have very dainty small hooves. This is a big wide hoof for walking around the snow and ice. But ironically, I took him on to we did a photo shoot at the San Jose Shark Arena, and he didn't like the ice. I don't know. Go figure.
Maybe he wasn't used to it.
Maybe he wasn't used to it, yeah.
Do they have a hard time walking on hard surface?
No. They're very, as opposed to other hoofstock, no, they're very, very sure-footed.
Gabe, how many exhibitions or shows do you put on a year?
Every day of the school year. Every day of the school year, we're at a different school in Northern California. Our program is book solid.
How many animals do you have?
We have, at our northern site, we have about 150 animals.
And almost all these are rescues, I would imagine.
Every animal's a rescue
from some. Okay, so a reindeer and an alligator, this is very interesting, but what would you say your most exotic animal is?
We have a white-handed gibbon from Thailand.
Oh.
That was brought here in 1966. It was brought here, she was brought here by a doctor who was doing missionary work in Thailand. Brought the gibbon back, kept it in a small enclosure in Modesto, and when he passed, his family brought the gibbon to our center, and she's like the town crier. Her name is Pook, which means chubby but sexy in Thai.
Oh, cute.
And she just screamed. She's just a beautiful, but it's a class one endangered species. This is an animal that's, only about 3,000 of them in the wild. Ooh.
So, and it's, 66? How long did
they
live?
She's probably the oldest gibbon in captivity. She's been around a long time.
She has.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, going back to our reindeer, which, you know, people can see here in Redding today up close, which is really interesting because I know at Turtle Bay they've had a reindeer before with Christmas, and they would shed their antlers. So I'd be like, well, what? Okay, so why no tail?
Everything in the Arctic is minimized. An extremity, if it had a longer tail than that, getting blood to the tip of that tail in the really, really cold would be problematic. It would be an area that freezes. That's why everything is enlarged to allow blood flow. If you look at his nose.
His nostrils are a different shape than like a horse's, where they're more round. They're long.
There's a lot of blood there, and that blood is to preheat the air as they bring it in.
Okay, and then why the double bumps on?
Those are called digger bars. That part of the antler will grow forward. And they can open up the permafrost to get at the lichen and the mushroom.
Isn't that fascinating? Yes. The design of an ant species.
You think that caribou, because they have huge antlers in reindeer, would be bigger animals, but they're not really that large.
That's a good point. In the media, we always show the caribou as a reindeer as this moose-sized deer. Now, he is a big deer. He's 250 pounds, which compared to our native blacktail.
Oh, dear.
A big, heavy deer. Yeah. But it's not a moose. A moose is the size of a horse.
So you will be you can go free tomorrow to the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Yeah, please come out and see us.
Yes, and what time is that show where you're going to be explaining the animals?
I think our show is, I think we have 11 and 1, I believe.
All right.
I'm not very good with the numbers.
Well, you can still come out and have a whole day.
Yeah, there's so much to see and do there, and it's free, and it's great for the entire family.
I love that you can take your family and be able to, you know, see everything that has to do with conservation for forests. A lot to learn.
Yep.
There is. And, Judy, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For setting this up.
Yeah,
because
this is so much
every
fun.
Time he comes in to town, we get to have Gabe and a new animal friend that we meet.
Right. Well, we can say that we've never had an alligator on the table or a reindeer in the studio. So.
But how many other people can say they had a red kangaroo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the studio that the athletic director of Simpson stepped into his leaving.
Well, Gabe, thank you for what you do. And Judy, thank you for bringing in Gabe. And I appreciate the fact that you were inspired by Mutual of Omaha.
Yeah, absolutely.
Watching that program growing up, and so that now you have this. Can you give us a quick, like, we only have a minute, like, tell us about the Wild Thing Sanctuary in Colfax.
Started in 1988, two purposes. One, to provide a home for animals that need help, and two, to provide that educational opportunity for school kids. And that's our main focus, is getting into a K-6 elementary school and getting kids excited about wildlife. Seeing a kid's eyes open up when they see a bald eagle for the first time or an opossum and learning about these creatures that we share this planet with. And through that, teaching empathy and conservation, strong conservation message. And that's what it's all about. And I love every day going to a new school and can share those animal stories and the message.
What I'm really enjoy is the fact that where alligators were on the road to being extinct here in the United States have now come back because of programs like yours and others, come back real strong. And reindeer and caribou, there's no danger of them. They are a lot of them out there.
There's huge herds. There's one herd called the Porcupine River herd. Everybody look it up. It's a 500,000 animals that walks 1,500 miles south and then 1,500 miles north every single year. It's the largest terrestrial migration on the planet, and it's just, it's tremendous. It's one of nature's miracles. And just take a look at it. You just see days of caribou just passing by.
And what is that called again?
It's called the Porcupine River Herd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Gabe, thank you so much. Gabe Kirshner from Wild Things Conservation and Judy Maxwell.
Thank
Maxwell
you.
And Insurance and Financial. Thank
okay,
you.
You're so welcome.
Have a beautiful day. You really just sparked a beautiful morning for us.
And when we come back, we have Jessica Lugo, who is the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake, talking about what's going on up there.
All
we'll
right.
be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Right, you know. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Always your talk radio. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, we just had two interesting animals or whatever you want to call it, an alligator and a reindeer, live. That's going to be out tomorrow at the Sierra Pacific Logging Conference. This is KCNR with Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio. I haven't read the weather yet. It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 70, overnight low, clear skies with 44. Tomorrow, Saturday, looks like 68. I know we pushed the rain out. We thought maybe Saturday was going to rain. Partly cloudy, then chance of rain, although on Saturday night. And Sunday calls for rain with 59. So Super Bowl Sunday, it's about 80% chance of rain with this weather forecast at this point. Sunday night, 42, and Monday, mostly sunny. So as we come out of the Super Bowl weekend, 62 on Monday, and Tuesday back with chance of rain with a 58. So there's your forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. They've been there for many, many generations, three generations strong, the Kinney family, a veteran-owned business where they always give veterans and seniors discounts. 365-3793 is the phone number, but they are located out in Anderson.
Our guest is Jessica Lugo. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Who is the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake. Is it going to be, they changed the name of city of Shasta Lake to large metropolis of Shasta Lake because all of the things you're doing down there?
Well, we're still CV in our heart, and but yeah, the city of Shasta Lake is definitely seeing some exciting things happening out there lately.
Well, can I just, you know, a little bit here, because I love having people know a background. You were raised in Happy Camp.
Yes, very small town.
And you
Happy Camp.
And yes. You began your career.
Wait a minute, was it Happy Camp?
You know what? At different periods of time. Yeah.
And you were appointed city manager in 2021, so you have been, you've got over 20 years in local government. Let's talk about the fact that you began your career with the Karuk tribe.
Yes. Yeah, it was one of those things where I graduated Chico State with the business administration management degree, and the Karuk tribe, which is actually my tribe, they offered me a management position pretty much right out of college. And it was just one of those opportunities that I couldn't pass up to gain that experience. And I always wanted to go back and work for the tribe and contribute in some way. And so I was very thankful and honored that they trusted with me in carrying out those duties. And then that led me to my journey to the city of Shasta Lake, where I was hired as the program manager to start. And then I became the community and economic development manager, development services director, assistant city manager, and now the city manager. And so, I've had a really good career with both the tribe and the city of Shasta Lake.
So when you talk about when you came on for the city of Shasta Lake as a program manager, can you share with us what that title, what was under program director?
Absolutely. Yeah, I oversaw all the grant writing, grant administration. You'll find with small cities like the city of Shasta Lake, you have to wear multiple hats there. A lot of our staff does. We have a lot of talented staff that can do multiple things. We ask a lot of our staff, and so I'm always very thankful for them. But program manager also encompassed housing, economic development, working with developers, those type of things. So, yeah, it was overseeing projects that were grant funded. So a lot of project management as well.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. So can we just say that as we drove in for the Veterans Day Parade, which is one of the largest parades in Northern California, and we've had the great honor of doing that. When we drove through this time, it was like, what a resurgence. Can you share with us some of the things that, if people haven't driven or been into Shasta Lake City, city of Shasta Lake, I keep wanting to say it opposite. I don't know. City of Shasta Lake.
And you know what? It could be Shasta Lake City too. Okay. Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, right. So for you, I'm sure you're very proud of watching it grow and prosper. What would you say to our listeners about, like, the big changes if somebody's looking to move or maybe open a business? Why City of Shasta Lake?
Yeah, I think for those of us that have been around here and watched a change with Shasta Lake, it all came back to where the city started because of the construction of Shasta Dam. It was a boomtown. It really wasn't supposed to stick around. It was supposed to be the guys go and they finish the dam and they leave. But they chose to stay. They chose to keep their families there. And so there were four communities. There was Central Valley, Pine Grove, Project City, and Summit City that then joined in 1993 into the city of Shasta Lake. And so going forward, when we incorporated, it was little things like putting in curb gutter sidewalk along Shasta Dam Boulevard. And that was done shortly after I started working for the city in 2004. But it's simple things like that, but we've been building. And then the latest project, which you probably noticed, is the Cascade Village project that we partnered with K2. And that was a $36.5 million investment in the city of Shasta Lake. And we're not even really done with that project yet. You're going to see landscape medians along Shasta Dam Boulevard, as well as some safe routes to school improvements. That was all made part of the same grant, as well as the housing and commercial units.
Well, if you haven't, am I on? Okay.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there, you need to. If you haven't been there in a while, you need to drive down and see it. Now, what are some of the businesses that are going to be in there?
Yeah. So we just welcomed Fall River Brewery right around Christmas time, mm-hmm. and they opened their tap house in one of the commercial spaces, and then right next to Fall River will be what's called a smash burger. And so one of the cool things about that is you'll be able to walk back and forth with, you know, you could share your food versus the beer and that sort of thing. And so
you can buy the beer and walk in there at Smash Burger.
I like it.
Which one is this O'Dell's or a different?
You know
one?
What? I don't know which exactly one, but it's under improvements right now. We're looking at the end of March as an opening date for that.
Cool. You know, there's City of Shasta Lake is in a really good position because you still got, you know, you still got property around it. You've got cheap electricity. You've got, you know, I mean, you've got your own electric company.
I think that's really important to note because for some of us that are in PG&E land, it's so expensive.
Right.
It's so expensive, and it's pricing people out of their homes.
Well, it's almost double what you all charge.
Yes. So PG&E. City of Shasta Lake having our own electric utility saves our community around $4 million a year. That's $4 million that our citizens can go spend elsewhere, whether it's for their everyday needs or vacations or whatever they need. They're not spending that extra money on power. And so I think Shasta Lake's a wonderful place to live. I would consider it a bedroom community. It's quiet. It's safe. It's you can find a home, whether an upscale of Windsor Estates or Deer Creek Manor, or if you want something smaller and in more of an established neighborhood, you know, you can find anything there. And so it's a wonderful place to live.
When you say that you in one of the bullet points, unique water supply,
mm-hmm.
can we talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like to talk about water. So we have an intake directly on the face of Shasta Dam, and so you'll probably hear us probably more than any other agency in the area about conserve water when we are in droughts, because what happens is when that intake has to drop down to the next intake level, our water supply is directly related to the lake levels, and when we have to conserve, we really have to conserve. But what happens is that water is actually pumped up to our fishermen's water treatment plant, which is on a hill. So there's actually really old infrastructure that has to pump that water up to the plant. And then that plant will process it and put it in finished water tanks. So one thing that we found in 2018 when the car fire happened and the city was completely evacuated all at once, a lot of folks left their like sprinklers on at their homes. And it was draining our existing finished water tanks down, and we were at jeopardy of possibly running out of water in the city. Thankfully, we didn't. So after that, we ended up applying for a disaster recovery grant for a 2.6 million gallon tank that's under construction right now at Sinamuti. And that was a partnership with the federal government who provided, it was 100% grant funded. So that is not passed on to our ratepayers, which is something that we try. We apply for grants everywhere we can.
You weren't taxed.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know,
that's cool.
Here's the thing is, you know, we pay taxes to the government, as we all know. And we, you know, we bitch and moan.
For roads.
Yeah, we bitch and moan about all the taxes we go to the government because places they find to spend it. However, comma, if it's being spent on things like this, like fixing the infrastructure, mm-hmm. which is what the government should do, instead of finding these other, which is where the money should go to. I think this is great. You know, getting a grant. So now you have a water supply at the city of Shasta Lake. Where you pump it out of, is there a way to drop it down another 20 feet on the dam, or is it not?
No, they're fixed. Yeah.
They're fixed, okay. But you still need that infrastructure. It sounds like you're going to need some work on the infrastructure, too, that does the pumping.
Yeah, and what makes that complicated is that infrastructure is actually owned and maintained by the Bureau of Reclamation.
Oh.
And so we don't really have any control over the improvements, but they are putting forward some improvements on that infrastructure. So we've been working with them for years on that.
Okay, we're here with Jessica Lugo, who is the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in the area. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, super selection of jewelry. And I'll let Linda tell you how good it is.
They have a whole left side now. The whole left side is estate pieces. So I don't know about you, but I love to go in there. And they're always going to make a fair deal. And you can actually, if you have estate pieces and you want to go in there and you're looking for somebody to maybe purchase them, or what are they worth? I see that activity a lot going on in there, which is super great. Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyant at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyant. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number 2 sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number 2 sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience the clairvoyance at Wind River Resort and Casino. Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions. Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th. An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m. Experience the clairvoyance. Tickets just $75 plus fees. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. What is love?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jessica Luga. And she knows why, right? Why were you doing that? Why were you doing the head?
You can't
nod?
Do it. The movie.
The movie. There you go. The Academy Award should have been Academy Award winning movie, Night at the Roxbury. We're all in here bobbing our heads. Hey, welcome back to the show. Our guest is Jessica Luga, who is the city manager of the city of Shasta Lake. We got like about another 10 minutes with her, and she's kind of caught us up on all the great things that are going on, fixing the water supply, the construction that's happened down there. Was it Project what?
It's Cascade Village.
Cascade Village. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how it works there in the city of Shasta Lake. Have their own utility company. Their electricity is about half the cost of PG&E.
Yes.
Saves their residents about $4 million a year.
Yes.
Okay. What can we expect in the next, let's say, year? It's going, because I know you all are on a roll here.
We are on a roll. As we speak, we're replacing all of our playground equipment throughout the city. Every park in the city is getting brand new playground equipment. That was made possible by a grant. We're going to be doing what's called a park master plan update. And so we're going to be asking the citizens to get real involved in what in the future they want to see in our parks. I know our pickleball people are going to come out in full force
because
there are more vocal audience out there.
What pickleball? I wonder if that guy ever copyrighted that name or trademarked that name. Because, I mean, a family started it back someplace in the, I think, Midwest, someplace. But now it has just gone.
Yes. Okay, so can I – just a couple things that I didn't know that when you brought in this beautiful – like a welcome kit or information, and you've got these wonderful brochures. A couple things I want to bring to our listeners' attention. You have a brand new community center.
Yes.
That is 4,400 square feet and can accommodate up to 290 guests. And it's got a full kitchen.
It has a kitchen that a caterer can come in and put together their already pre-made or pre-cooked meals. It doesn't have a full commercial kitchen, but it's a complete, it's for the caterers to come in.
Okay, yeah. Well, it looks like you've got the great big refrigerator and all the stainless steel
stuff.
Yeah,
it has all that, yeah.
So some of the things that you can do there, it seats up to 290, you know, you've got the banquet, the beautiful banquet chairs and the tables. Weddings, showers, award dinner, suites, birthday parties, prom, music recitals, training classes, all the things where people are looking for a space. And like you said, it is, affordable.
Yes, yes. Kathy Reed, I know she's listening right now. She's our executive assistant and she oversees that. Does a great job with communicating with those who want to book it. Reach out to her. She'd be happy to get you in. The holidays book up really fast. So if there's Christmas parties, things like that you want, I would say contact Kathy now. But awesome space. So happy the city council decided to put that in for the community because it gets used and it's an amazing asset for us.
And it looks like if you look at the overhead view, there's plenty of parking.
Oh, yeah.
It's brand new. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderfully designed.
Wedding reception, birthday parties, and anybody can rent it. I'm sure you have to.
Like a gala. You're looking for a gala. You want a date. You don't know.
Yeah.
So why not? Now, the next thing I want to bring to everybody's attention, if you will tell us about the Boomtown Museum.
Yeah, that's just a
that's
wonder.
Our history. We need to know about this.
Shasta Lake Heritage and Historical Society put in a new Boomtown Museum in the old John Baudet Community Center, which the city converted to a a full-blown visitor center. So you have Boomtown Museum in there. You have the Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce, the Shasta Lake Library, and you have a small meeting room for nonprofits to use at their discretion. But the Boomtown Museum is completely ran by volunteers. It's a group of individuals that work extremely hard to preserve the history of Shasta Dam, and the Boomtown families that originated in the area. And so it is, and they're in the process right now of actually changing some of their displays. And they would be probably a great guest to have
yeah,
at some
thinking
point.
About this because
you know, we need to get the Shasta Historical Society and then Boomtown in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Jessica, we only got like 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
How business friendly is the city of Shasta Lake?
If we're not business friendly, I want to know about it. We work extremely hard to fill empty storefronts. We want those businesses out there. We realize we're probably not going to get the big Home Depots, those type of things, right?
Yeah.
But we want those mom and pop shops. We want those hair salons. We want those people to come into our community to where our citizens aren't having to drive into Reading for everything. And so, yes, business friendly. That is a priority for us.
Well, you know, what kind of businesses? I know you would take, you know, like you've kind of described, but what kind of business do you think would go well in the city of Shasta?
You know, I think any of like the service providers, but I mean, I think we should also acknowledge in Shasta Gateway Industrial Park, we have Knauf Insulation Industries.
Yeah.
This is like the type of industry that places like EDC are striving to bring into the community. Well, we have a fully entitled industrial park in Shasta Lake where we have industries like Knauf, we have and several Premier Brand Meats to name another that provides meat products in our stores. And so it's one of those things where we do have big industry, we have small industry, we have Sierra Pacific, which is one of the original mills that they had, is out in Shasta Lake as well, which is a huge employer for our community.
And a lot of this stuff, because I know that Anderson is like this, so I would imagine that you all are too, that you welcome business.
Absolutely.
And you, you know, you give them a lot of incentives to come out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of land around there.
Well, as city manager, Jess, you oversee 56 employees. That's huge. And manage an $80 million budget.
Yes.
So I can't even imagine what your day is like when you begin.
You know, I can only say that the staff that I have at the city of Shasta Lake, going back to, we ask a lot of them. They wear multiple hats. They do a variety of different jobs. They're not just in one department. They're doing many, many things. It's because of them that my job is, I'm able to do the job that I can for the city. And it's a reflection of the staff. We have an amazing staff at the city. We have amazing citizens. We have an incredible city council that just goes in, they conduct the business of the city, and they close out the meeting. And I appreciate that beyond words.
Oh, yeah. You mean you don't have 4 or 5 hour city council meetings?
We do not. We do not.
Well, you know, I mean, just to kind of close this section here,
yeah,
you served as the president of the West Reading Little League and coached basketball through Reading Recreation and Grant School. Which in your bio it says you became a court-appointed special advocate, CASA, where you advocate for children who have experienced abuse or neglect.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is going to segue into our 8 o'clock guest, Ashley Green, who she's going to just blow your mind away.
Yeah, she works in the same kind of thing for children who've had bad experiences. And we're going to be talking about that. There's an event coming up. But Jessica, thank you so much for coming down. I know it's not that long a drive, as we established.
No, not at all.
And I want to, Linda, we need to set up, every other month, every third month, that we bring in the city managers from, each month we have a different city manager walking in and just giving us an update of everything that they've got going on.
Yes,
so,
and thank you so much for the flyers. We'll put those, definitely need to have that out on the front. We can get some more flyers because, you know, the community center and the Boomtown Museum and the whole the growth of what's happening at the city of Shasta Lake is a very exciting thing, and it only enriches the Reading.
Absolutely. No, and back to what we were talking about the break is, is each one of our city's successes is our success too.
Sure.
And so we're all in this together, build a better region, and Shasta Lake is just doing our part.
All right.
Well, thanks again, Jessica, so much for being here with us today. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and we will be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. After more than 13 years, Attorney General Bondi says they finally got their man.
Today, I'm proud to announce that the FBI has arrested one of the key participants behind the Benghazi attack. Zubair al-Baqash landed at Andrews Air Force Base at 3 a.m. this morning. He is in our custody. He was greeted by Director Patel and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
The 2012 terrorist attack on the U.S. Embassy compound in Benghazi, Libya, killed four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Another suspected mastermind of the attack was captured in 2014, subsequently convicted, currently doing prison time. The U.S. has hit another alleged drug-running boat in the Eastern Pacific. U.S. Southern Command says two alleged narco-terrorists were killed. The Los Angeles grocery store was busy when all of a sudden a car slammed into the store's bakery department.
There were multiple patrons that were inside their seating and table areas. We had, a total of 9 patients here. And tragically, 3 of those individuals were beyond any medical help. Despite our best intentions and our best efforts, they were determined dead on scene.
L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott says 92-year-old motorist hit and injured a cyclist, then traveled about a block before driving into the store. Along with the 3 fatalities, 6 people were injured. Investigators call it a tragic accident. It is day 6 of the search for Nancy Guthrie, the 84-year-old mother of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie, kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend. And there's word, Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen has died. He was 91. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 775 points. NASDAQ ahead almost 220 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
There are signs that Venezuela's government may be set to release more political prisoners jailed by deposed dictator Nicolas Maduro.
The U.S. government has been saying that one of their big demands is precisely this, that prisoners are released. And it's also going to help the U.S. government deflect criticism of some commentators who have said that the situation after the U.S. military intervention had not changed that dramatically in many senses. The fact that the Chavista government was still very much in charge and still continuing with practices that had been condemned, of course, internally and in the international community as well. So it is going to be an argument used by the U.S. government to suggest that things are indeed changing to some degree in Venezuela.
The BBC's Luis Fajardo. Hong Kong's pro-democracy former media tycoon Jimmy Lai will be sentenced Monday following his conviction in December under a Beijing-imposed national security law. Townhall.com. Federal prosecutors say a Houston doctor has been indicted on charges of falsifying the medical records of 5 patients.
Authorities say the alleged action made the patients ineligible to receive a liver transplant. Dr. John Stevenson Bynum Jr., indicted by a grand jury in Houston on 5 counts of false statements relating to health care matters. Officials announced the indictment Thursday, shortly before Bynum made his initial court appearance in Houston federal court. His attorney says everything the doctor did was lawful. Of the 5 patients, 3 died. 2 others were able to get liver transplants at different hospitals. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump has launched Trump RX. Its website, he says, will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. To quote the president, you're going to save a fortune. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 6th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Alex is at the control.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah.
Sulu of our starship.
Yes.
And Linda has we have a call.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Stiefel Investments, Vice President of Investments, and that would be the first Vice President of Stiefel, that's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L, is our Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What is happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, the bulls are back, as the major averages are soaring this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 885 points at 49,795. The S&P 500 up 90 points at 6,888. The Nasdaq Composite gaining 223 points at 22,763. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $10 a share at 182.74. Amazon down $18 at 204.40. AMD up $13 at $205.59, and Palantir Technology up $4, trading at $134.21. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is little changed at 4.214%. Commodities are higher. Gold is up $170 an ounce at $4,965. Silver up $5 at $77 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, if I had invested $10,000 in the market when I first got back in country in 2007, would I have done okay?
Well, in 2008, you would have been crying because you would be down a lot.
Yeah, right, right.
But after that, you would have had a lot of money.
See, that was a great answer because you never know what's going to happen with the market. It's on a high right now, and so
if you stay in the market, that's the whole thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't flee.
If you have a bad day like yesterday with sell off, look what happened today.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It keeps going up.
Strong.
Yeah.
And so you can find. You can find out more about your investment.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Yeah, by going to Susan. And we always like when she calls in for our Market Minute because, you know, that's her expertise, is that she can take your 401. You can find out where am I, what's happening with me, what do I do with where I'm going, and she'll help manage that for you. Stiefel, that is Susan Eastman. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. That's Susan Eastman. Okay. Let's go to the weather real fast. Today, it looks like our highs will be around 70 today, reaching at the highest point, 44 tonight, but it's clear skies with mostly sunny. Now, tomorrow as well, Saturday morning, is going to be calling for about 68 with the highs, but tomorrow night, looks like we may have some rain coming in with around 46. On Sunday, they're just predicting 80% chance of rain with a high of 59. So we're back down to that sweater weather with your mittens and your sweater caps. And on Sunday night, lows of 42 with rain. Monday is calling for mostly sunny with a high of 62. So still chilly in that weather with overnight lows of 40 with rain again. And then Tuesday at 58. So we're going from these 70-degree beautiful days to be outside and want to plant to getting cold again, once again with that snap with about a 20-degree difference there. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated, where it's a veteran-owned business. 365-3793 is who the number to call to find out about how you can attain their services, always giving senior and veteran discounts.
We've had guests on this week, and we've been mentioning things like ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences. And Shasta County is high on that. And I've got a couple of, I think, reasons that is, and we'll get into it later. But there's a number of things happening that is reaching out to families. And with us today is Ashley Green, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and started a business called
Called Heal Your Heart Therapy.
Heal Your Heart Therapy. My computer just stopped moving, which is, yes, there it is, healyourhearttherapy.com. So, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So glad to have you here.
Now, tell us about Ashley. You're a homegrown girl.
I am. I was born and raised here. My dad was a federal judge and a family law attorney, and my mom is a psychologist here in town, so I easily stepped into this field with a lot of wanting to help people.
Let me just say who it is. It's, you know, Rich Bay, of course.
Richard Bay is my dad. Patricia Bay, my mom.
And Patty Bay, who used to have a show here on the station.
Yeah. She's amazing. Yeah.
And it was about...
About therapy stuff.
About therapy,
life.
About life. Everything about life, and has written several books.
Yes.
And so it didn't fall far.
No. And I'm very thankful for that. I've been in the psychology field for going on 14 years now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I have my own private practice here in town called Heal Your Heart Therapy, and I'm a certified clinical supervisor, so I have four associates, which are like interns. They are under my employment and supervision, so I staff all their cases. I review all their notes. We go over them. So they work towards their 3,000 hours for licensure before taking the exam. And so it's kind of nice to be able to help other
mentor
therapists in this area, yeah, grow.
Yeah.
So
well, that seems to go in your family because you watch,
yeah,
you watch your mom. I was, you know, through the years and how she was helping people to get their license.
Yes, she did the
same
thing.
And now they're out practicing, and so, you know, that's how you do it. You mentor the others to come along. So
yes.
Your father was somebody who, you know, we greatly admired as well. The late, great, you know, Rich Bay, drummer extraordinaire, just a great guy all the way around. But let's talk about the fact that he advocated for children.
Yes. He's a huge advocate for children. He stood up for them in so many ways. They meant a lot to him. He represented almost every kid in Shasta County that was in the foster care system, and he treated them like one of his own.
How would you describe the work you do, Ashley?
Well, I work with a lot of trauma. I'm a certified narcissistic abuse treatment clinician, and I've also written a book on the topic where it's a journal prompts, helps people process through on their own time, and provides a lot of information in that area. And so my main areas of focus are trauma, survivors of narcissism, and I work a lot with, like, postpartum depression. Working with parents and kids moving in that direction as well. But also depression, anxiety, kind of everything in that realm. But we work with a lot of kids and their families, so you kind of see everything. Like, I may have a parent, whereas one of my associates may have a kid or the sibling or the wife or whoever. So we kind of make it all work and get everybody in, but we can see all perspectives within the family realm.
We're here with Ashley Green, licensed marriage family therapist, working with children that are going through some tough times, and parents. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. I call him the Windshield Whisperer. That's right. He has gone through the schools, but he has taken it to a new level, keeping your windshield safe. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Yeah, for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windshields down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Now, he brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, works as magic at a very fair price, and you are on your way and you don't have to worry about it anymore. We've used him numerous times, as have many of our friends. Can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back with Ashley Green.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la, la 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 la.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This February, share the love and win big at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Strike to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th. With 5 winners every half hour will win $2,500. Fall in love with winning and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day comes with jobs no one talks about. That's why Grange Co-op has the number two sale of the year. And it's a big deal. Grab scoops, bags, potty pads, litter, bedding, digestive helpers, and fertilizer to keep everything moving. From clogs and stalls to everyday cleanups, we've got the tools to handle your business. Pets, poultry, livestock, or lawns, we cover it all. Shop in store or online. The number two sale runs February 9th through the 15th at Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Because at Grange Co-op, we know life happens.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience level, both part-time and full-time. And the perks on this thing include medical insurance, tuition reimbursement, 401ks, and more. So if you're interested in being in the healthcare industry, you go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the main menu. And by the way, the health industry is, I think, the largest employer in Redding. So I think I saw that the other day in an article about, you know, the big, you know, where all the jobs are and all this. And even though we are still woefully short, but they're one of the biggest employers in there. So if you're interested, go to ShastaRegional.com and click careers on the menu. And our guest today is Ashley Green, who is, we've known Ashley for 16 or 17 years and is a licensed marriage family therapist. You weren't then,
right?
But you were just a little kid.
Yeah.
And she is started her own her business is called HealYourHeartTherapy.com. Okay. We were talking about how there's going to be a class. Can we talk about that class for a minute with through First Five? Is that correct?
It's First Five Shasta.
Yep, First Five Shasta. And the class is called Invisible Wounds, Understanding and Supporting Children of Difficult Parents. So the class is being held February 19th from 9 to 12. The in-person class is currently full, but in case somebody drops out, there might be some spots. So that's going to be at the 393 Park Marina Circle. But people can also join Zoom. So if you want to register for the Zoom class, you can go on to First Five Shasta, or you can go to my website, healyourhearttherapy.com, and look under the trainings and classes aspect on there and register. It's free.
Now, who would be, what's the name of the class again? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Invisible Wounds, Understanding and Supporting Children of Difficult Parents.
Okay, so this would, of course, be open to other therapists, but for the public, of course, because maybe there's somebody in your family. Maybe it's not living in your home, but you've noticed things, and this would be a great way to get information.
Yeah, and First Five generally gears their trainings towards people who work with kids or are in the homes with kids from 0 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So this training is really geared towards, other therapists are welcome to join, anybody that works with children. I know there are some teachers that are going to this, in-home care workers, nurses.
Teachers would, I could understand where teachers would really be interested in something like this because they see these kids every day.
Yeah, for long periods of time.
And when you're talking about kids that are under
stress,
under this type of stress.
Yes.
One of the things you said there could be invisible wounds. In other words, you're not going to see a bruise on a child.
Correct.
Or anything like that. Could you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah. So when I say invisible wounds, what I'm talking about is the emotional injuries that don't leave physical marks but can deeply impact a child's development. So they can come from growing up in environments with high conflict, emotional neglect, unpredictable caregiving, or feeling like their needs and feelings just don't matter. So because these wounds aren't visible, they're often misunderstood or overlooked. But they can help shape how someone sees themselves, handles relationships, manages stress, and ultimately develop who they are and who they're going to become.
And would they have an impact on their ACEs scores, the adverse childhood experiences?
Absolutely, because this can relate to name-calling, physical abuse. Emotional abuse is huge. It's degrading, condescending, hypocritical. And that can shape a person's self-esteem, self-worth, all of it. So it can have a huge impact on their ACEs score.
So, Ashley, what inspired you to create this training?
Oh, man. Well, I guess one of the things that inspired me is because I chose the niche of narcissistic abuse, I generally work with the survivors of narcissistic abuse. And I teach trainings to the public, and I teach trainings to other therapists all throughout the state of California on this topic. And I was teaching a training 2 months ago or so, and somebody said, you should teach this specifically around just children and with First Five or one of the other areas. And I was like, that is brilliant. So getting it out there in other areas is, you know, how you spread awareness.
So February 19th, you can go to First Five Shasta, or you can go to your website, which is Heal, capital H, Heal, and then Your, capital, and then Heart, capital, and Therapy, healyourhearttherapy.com, and sign up to Zoom this class from 9 to 12 on February
19th. Ashley, could you kind of give wave top view of narcissism, because that seems to be part of what goes on with this.
Well, and this is geared especially with difficult personalities, which can be any type of personality disorder as well, mm-hmm. or even people with who are having alcohol abuse in their home. That can relate to a difficult personality. Mm-hmm. But narcissism is such a huge buzzword these days. I feel like it's everywhere.
Who has not been called that by somebody in your life?
Well, and there's a difference of good self-esteem and uh-huh. being narcissistic.
Right.
And a lot of times people, the public, everybody just combines the two. Whereas, oh, she has good self-esteem, she must be narcissistic. No, not at all. You can very much have good self-esteem and not be narcissistic. So, you know, boils down to how somebody responds, behaves. Do they have empathy, condescending, demeaning, hypocritical? I mean, there's so many things that tie and connect someone to being narcissistic that do not relate to somebody having high self-esteem.
Now, a person can be that mm-hmm. and be very successful.
Oh, yeah.
Be very successful. But it has an impact on the people in their family.
Okay.
It could do that. And so some people don't realize that is because they're very successful that their family is under siege.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to, you know, because you hear that term thrown around so much.
Well, and there's different types of narcissism. And,
okay.
And one of the types, they can present very well to the public.
Yeah.
And you would have no idea that behind closed doors, or the second you get into that car to drive away from somewhere, they're a completely different person. And so when a family member comes up and they announce, they step up, they're needing help, the public or whoever else looks at them and goes, I could never see that person doing that.
Oh.
And so it makes it really difficult for these families that are dealing with difficult people in their homes because they're not often believed. And so it creates a different dynamic to where you go, how do I get help when nobody believes me because this person presents a totally different way to everybody else?
Well, that kind of goes back, as we circle back, about how a child can be deeply impacted, even though there's nothing obvious. They're wearing nice clothes, they're clean, come to school, but they could be, you know, can we talk a little bit about that?
It's a total invisible wound.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because you definitely don't want to judge a book by its cover ultimately, right?
Right.
So it's looking at somebody and going, you know, if they have their look fully put together, you have no idea what's going on at home. Maybe a parent is an alcoholic. Maybe the parent is constantly berating them, comparing them to other kids. You know, they're being put down, never good enough. And that starts to play into a child's self-worth, self-esteem, how they carry themselves, and eventually also how they're going to treat their spouse and their kids and whoever else down the line.
Well, is this somebody that exhibits this behavior, from what I understand? Maybe it's because they were raised that way?
Oftentimes, yes. It's very that's kind of the controversial aspect with narcissism right now is it developed? There's a study that shows that narcissists do lack gray matter in their brain, and so it's very interesting, and truly don't understand emotions or empathy. So it is, I believe, you know, part of their brain development as well, but it's huge on how what they've seen and learned from their parents as well.
Isn't that kind of, though, like a sociopath? Or, you know, a psychopath, from what I understand, has no empathy at all, can do anything because it's okay. A sociopath, you can be successful being a sociopath also. You know, when you hear this, oh, he's a sociopath. What it doesn't mean, though, is that they don't get the job done. It's just their empathy level and their relationship level is totally different than most people.
Well,
am I wrong about that?
I would put a narcissist in a different category.
Yeah.
But like I said, there are different types of narcissists. So there's one if you look at the DSM, it just says narcissism. But when you break it down, there's all different types of narcissistic personalities per se. So there's one called malignant narcissists, and they're dangerous. They're the kinds that will follow you. They will track you. video you to see where you are, that you say you are, where you are, with who you are. Mm. And so if you have a spouse or children that are dealing with this type of personality, it's dangerous, it's scary. There's a lot of walking on eggshells in the home. And so this training kind of helps people to understand those invisible wounds that are happening inside the home that nobody sees, whether it's narcissism or any kind of difficult personality.
Any type of personality disorder.
Parents or caregivers or whoever. Because there's a lot that you can, when you hone in on it, you can see, like, this training will work on some body language, how to recognize that, the behaviors with them, how to make a calm environment when you step into their home, if you're working with them in the home, how to document it correctly for people that are, you know, nurses, teachers, therapists, anybody that needs to document any aspects of it, how to document and protect yourself and also protect the other people in the home. So there's a lot that people will learn from this training that will protect themselves as well, and also prep them for how to go into a home, what to look for, and then also how to help the families they're working with.
Okay, we have to take a break, but you've brought up so many great questions here. And, I mean, things are going to be covered in your class.
Yes.
I want to ask you, and
yeah,
we want to ask you some of these. But right now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. Every day at 8:30, I talk about my barbershop. Why? Because I love my barbershop. Love in the sense of how you could love an idea in a business. Not deeply, you know, like I love.
All right, we got to take a break.
No, well, I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
Cypress Square Barbershop, I started going there in 2007. See, I'm doing this so Ashley is looking at me. She's taking notes right now.
All right, okay.
And she's going to talk to me afterwards. I'm going to lay down on the couch in there. And she's going to talk to me. She says, Carl, it's okay to like barbershops, but maybe not. You know.
Keep talking. I'm psychoanalyzing.
I know. That's where I'm going right now. See, you never want to date marriage and family therapist because when they're looking at you and smiling, you're thinking, what did I just say? Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's. Never had a bad haircut there since 2007. I enjoy going there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478 or use Booksy and set up your appointment. Make sure it's the right barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Ashley Green.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/event.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Alex doing a great job with music as usual. Well, we get a lot of comments about
that. I played that one just for you, Carl.
Well, you know what? On my bicycle.
Thanks for the compliment.
I sold my bicycle or gave it to one of our producers one time so he could get the word. Hey, 8:35 in the morning here, about 44 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We're here with Ashley Green, who is a licensed marriage family therapist. And in conjunction with First Five, they're having an event on February the 19th, and we'll hit that again. But if somebody's listening to us right now, what would you want them to know? I mean, the people are listening right now, and it's kind of resonating with them because, you know what, this kind of – I'm recognizing this. What would you want them to know?
Yeah, so just to recap the title, it's Invisible Wounds, Understanding and Supporting Children of Difficult Parents. So if someone's listening right now, I'd want them to know that they're not alone and there's nothing wrong with them for feeling the way they do. It can be pretty scary, pretty isolating, and many people grow up thinking they just need to be stronger or tougher, when really they were adapting to difficult environments. So awareness is powerful. It can be a very first step towards healing, having the awareness, having the know. And so once we understand where patterns come from, we can start changing them, right? You can't change something if you aren't aware of it or if you aren't aware that it's wrong or difficult. So healing is absolutely possible at any age. It doesn't mean you just have to be a child to start healing. You can be an adult and have the awareness and start working on it.
Well, of course. And people have come up in a tough life,
yeah,
not realizing what was causing it.
Right. To them, it may have been normal.
Yeah.
It was how their family functioned.
When the class is over, how long will the class be?
It's 3 hours.
Okay, 3 hours with breaks, of course.
Yes.
What are people going to walk away with?
Oh, man. Well,
because that's 3 hours.
Yeah, and, it's a long time.
Well, it's a lot of information, yeah, obviously.
And still not enough time.
No. But, okay, so the average person that's there, of course, you're going to have a lot of family therapists listening and other people and people that maybe are going through this right now because, yeah, even though classes is filled, people can get in on Zoom and listen to this,
yes,
too. So
yeah,
what do you want them to kind of walk away with?
Oh, so, well, I'm hoping people walk away with a lot of knowledge, understanding, maybe the willingness to learn and work in their own direction, which my office has openings. They're welcome to contact me. We can get them in. People can expect to leave with a better understanding of how emotional environments impact children. Even when things look different on the outside that people may not be aware of. So the training is going to focus on recognizing signs that kids may be struggling, understanding why those behaviors happen, learning practical ways to support them. And then my goal is for people to walk away feeling more confident, more informed, and better equipped to help the children feel safe and supported in the environments in which they work.
Okay, I'm a school teacher.
Yes.
And I have a number of kids every day.
Yep.
What should I look for? In your opinion, in your knowledge, in this, what would I as a teacher be looking at?
Well, and so if a kid is hypersensitive, if they are more withdrawn, if you go to talk with them and say, hey, I'd like to talk with you, and they seem like they're in trouble, that can generally be a warning sign. They start to withdraw, pull away, instantly go into kind of a coward, fear response kind of mode. And it could also be, which is so interesting, I mean, each situation is different, but then you can also have kids that are people pleasers. They want to please because they want to maintain the peace. And then you also have kids that respond with anger, because oftentimes depression in kids looks like anger. It looks violent. But again, there's also some kids that will respond in the same way those difficult parents are behaving. So you may have kids that start name-calling or being mean, putting down, because that's what's happening to them. So they're going to act out exactly what they're experiencing.
What they've learned.
Yeah.
Is it more younger? Do they start being able to mask it better as they get older, or do they?
It depends on the kid and the situation.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was just thinking of when you're 5 or 6, you have less governor on your emotions.
Right.
But you've learned after, by the time you get up in the high school, maybe, you know, you've learned, it's learned behavior now and how to mask this.
Well, it can come out in their own relationships then.
Yeah.
If they're starting to date in high school, they can start behaving that way. 5-year-olds, you know, younger around there, especially because first I've worked with 5 and under.
Yeah.
Those kids are mimicking. You know, they're copying. That's what they're learning. And so they will respond exactly the same way that they're seeing their parents behave.
Okay. And so teachers should be – do teachers take classes on this?
Yeah. There's a couple that are registered for this.
Okay. So this would be something at a, you know, at a teacher's conference that you have somebody like you come out and give a presentation on this, just to give them awareness of it.
Knowing what to look for, and just being able to help support those kids, because sometimes it can be for a teacher or someone who's working with them outside the home, it can be difficult because you see this kid and you're going, why are they arguing with me all the time? Why are they, you know, fighting me all the time with things? Maybe something's going on at home. So it's important to know those signs and know what's going on with them so you can help support them.
So you have a child that is exhibiting all of this, you know, I mean, the classical behavior problems. What does the teacher do then? I mean, this is out of your purview, but it'll eventually probably come back to you or somebody, you know, like you. It's in your group. But I was just wondering, and so that's not a fair question, but I was just wondering, what would a teacher do? Would they put it up their chain of command and say, you know what, I think there's something going on here?
Well, and they could, and it would depend on, you know, their school's protocol for things.
Yeah.
But one thing that I can recommend is that they get down on the child's level, get down eye level with them, because if you're standing over them and you're talking to them about it, you're in a power stance.
Yeah.
So that can be scary if they're at home and they're being berated at home like that. So if you get eye level with them, soft, calm, open shoulders, open body language where it feels welcoming and inviting, versus finger pointing, shaking, kind of angry, you're going to get a different response with this child.
And we have counselors in each one of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
That could also be an avenue where, you know, the teacher tells the counselor, I think we've got a problem here, and for these reasons I've noticed over the last several months.
Yeah, and then provide the safe environment for this child to go talk with that's confidential.
Okay. Big problem?
Big problem. This is a huge problem, that which is, you know, why our ACEs score in Chester County is so high. There's a lot of difficult parents, and sometimes it's no fault of the parents because it's how they were raised and it's what they then think they need to raise their children that way. Other times it is behaviors, you know, that they could learn and work on. They need to have the awareness to learn and work on it. But if it's alcohol related, then, you know, that's an easier stop.
Yeah.
Easier
alcohol
to speak,
or drug related, you understand it.
Right. It's a different world.
But if it's an adult that's been raised this way, and
they think it's normal.
By adults who've been raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're, you know, grandpa.
It's generational.
It's generational. And they don't really realize what they're doing.
Right.
On a, you know, on a
psychological level.
Yeah. But it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay, because that's the way my dad raised me and the way his dad raised him.
Right.
Or mom.
So,
it could be either one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Ooh, the trifecta.
Yeah.
So, okay. We're here with Ashley Green. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She has started something called Heal Your Heart Therapy. And you can go to healyourhearttherapy.com. She's going to be speaking on February the 19th. And the class itself is full, but it's also going to be by Zoom.
Yes.
And you can find the Zoom phone number on healyourhearttherapy.com or the first five Shasta.com websites, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I got you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Wind River Resort and Casino presents the Ultimate Tailgate Party. On Sunday, February 8th, the event center will explode into a gridiron celebration. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Mouth-watering tailgate favorites, drink specials, and drives. Whether you're riding with your team or just in it for the party, tickets just $35 per person or $300 for a table. This event will sell out fast. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Hey, look, if you're talking and I bring it back, I don't want I want to make sure your microphones are good.
Okay.
And thank you so much for fixing breakfast this morning.
Oh,
it was wonderful.
Honey.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Starts my whole day off.
Nutrition is important.
It is.
It does make a difference in how you start your day with taking a minute, saying your blessings, taking a minute and pausing, and nutritionally sound, start your day, because it makes a difference in your energy level and how you react. How you don't want to have your blood sugar down here where you just like are cranky and you can't figure it out
why. Which is why I so much enjoyed bringing in a dozen donuts. As well. No, I'm just kidding. In our last segment, now on Monday, our Blake Fisher is going to be standing in for us and be talking to Shasta College and a couple other surprises. But of course, I have our community calendar, and then and Blake's bringing in a guest or two. So that's going to be on Monday, Shasta College. It's always a great show. But this is a great show because we have Ashley Green, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist, started this organization called HealYourHeartTherapy.com, is going to be giving a class on February the 19th. The class itself, the room is sold out, you know, for this. However, you can get on it on Zoom, so you can watch this from the comfort of your own office or your home, by just going to healyourhearttherapy.com or first5shasta.com and getting the information so you can get on the Zoom.
Yep.
Am I right on that?
Absolutely.
We during the break, we talked about ADHD and things like this, even though that's not what you came on to talk about, but how when I was growing up and Linda was growing up that there wasn't ADHD.
Well, there was, but there
but was not. But it wasn't called that, I'm sure.
Right.
But, and a lot of it has to do with discipline in the class and all that, which has changed over the years too.
Yeah. Well, and the awareness and the, I think, you know, the learning, the education, the everything around the psychology field is growing and it's becoming more aware. As well as, you know, there's a lot of things I think that play into it that are technically, they are not in my wheelhouse, so I'm not able to necessarily speak on them. But, you know, nutrition, I think, has a huge part of it. And so looking into what children are eating, because just because any child that's acting out doesn't mean they necessarily come from a difficult home, right? So just because a child's acting out, don't assume their home is difficult. There's so many things that come around to it as well. But nutrition is a big part of it. So when kids come into our office, we'll ask the parents, you know, well, what are they eating? What does their diet look like? Is it a well-balanced meal? Do they have a lot of red dyes? You know, all these different things. And then maybe we send them to a nutritionist if they need that extra help. So
that's
it's also assessing all areas.
I remember a family that had this, that cooking on a certain kind of cookware that didn't have any, you know, you didn't put oil or anything into it. Supposedly, now this was years ago.
Teflon.
That helped.
Ish.
Well, that helped with the child because, you know, you could control what was going into their bodies more. Mm-hmm. I mean, now this was years ago.
That was advanced at that time, but I mean, what you think about, like, and we talk about this, is the food that we ate 30 years ago is not the food we eat today.
Right.
And I've heard this from very big nutritional experts that one orange from 30 years ago, it takes five oranges today to get the same kind of nutritional aspect you had with one orange 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
So it's a huge difference. So you think about what am I really feeding my body, and if you've got some kind of allergic reaction, like you're saying, to a red dye or something like that, we're seeing that could be hyperactivity, mm-hmm. that could be emotional distress, that could be allergies, that could be all kinds of things that an uncomfortableness in the body that you're not even aware of. Now, something that I find fascinating, and I'm sure I would ask you this, and I don't know if you've seen it with all of the practices that you've done through the years and those that you're championing under your leadership, is children from 1 to 3 being on iPads.
Oh, well, it will change the way their brain functions.
And people don't understand that. You see children in strollers with their pads in the stores, because it helps to entertain them.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that supposed to be like that will affect you for the rest of your life? Your wiring's different.
It does affect the wiring, but it's also, you know, sometimes and no judgment. Parents need breaks. You know, my husband and I have done it with our almost 14-month-old and our 8-year-old, almost 9-year-old. And so it's sometimes it's that break, but we limit it. They get X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not an all-day thing that they're on it constantly.
Which you see.
Would you, a little bit.
And even my 13-month-old, 14-month-old, she's only on it like a few minutes.
Yeah, so it's like a cartoon.
Right.
Yeah.
I like cartoons.
Yeah.
Me too. They're happy.
They are
happy.
They've been doing.
You've been watching Bugs Bunny lately.
Turner Classic Movies. Yeah. They somehow got all the rights to play the, you know, Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
1941, 1944.
My son
back in the
too.
Old days. When there was, you know, when Bugs Bunny was complete violence in
yes.
But, oh gosh, are they funny. Anyway, what do you want? What's the most important thing? The topic's important right now, but, you know, why?
Well, and one thing I want people to know is that the title marriage family therapist is a lot of people will think, oh, I don't have marital problems. I can't go see them. That's not all we are. Sometimes I wish they would just change that title. So we work with individuals. We work with kids, teens, families as a whole. We work with couples, everything. So it's you don't need to just have marital problems to go to therapy. You don't even need to have big problems. It might be you want to sort something out. It doesn't mean something is wrong with you that if you seek therapy. And a marriage family therapist can work with everyone. So this topic is really important right now. Again, the title of this is Invisible Wounds, Understanding and Supporting Children of Difficult Parents. And we're seeing more awareness around mental health, which is huge. But many of the early experiences that shape emotional well-being still go unnoticed. So kids today are facing stress from many directions, and families and professionals are often trying their best without having all the information they need and that is available to them. So when we understand these invisible emotional wounds early, we can prevent long-term struggles and help kids develop healthier relationships, their confidence, improve their self-esteem, their resilience, and early understanding truly changes lives.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and life is so much harder for kids now.
Yes.
And parents, in my opinion. And one of the reasons is social media
has
such an impact on our kids. You're starting to see Australia has made it illegal for kids 16 and under to use social media.
Yeah.
They've got to be taken at all. Schools are starting finally to take the phones away from the kids when they're in class.
Yep.
And it's, you know, for the whole day. You know, they turn their phones in and they can get them at the end of the day. Now, I don't know if that's something, you know, for the whole day, but at least in class there.
Yeah.
And they when they do that, they find that they start interacting with each other.
Yep.
Loneliness is, are you running into things like this, that loneliness? It says many Americans are lonely.
Mm-hmm. Well, they feel isolated because everything is on social media.
Yeah.
So it's, they may feel like they have a ton of friends, and then when they sit down and look around, they're like, but wait, I don't have anyone to actually go out and do anything with because those people don't live here. Or,
well, you know what?
It changes things.
There's people, and we've talked about one of your friends, that they've moved to a new state, and, you know, now they are involved in a couple.
Yes,
but they don't have, like, that girlfriend that they
the connection.
Can talk to. Well, and so Linda's on the phone with her at least three times a week for an hour at a time because she needs somebody to talk to, but... You know, you look at people and they don't have that. They don't have a Linda or an Ashley to talk to.
Yeah, well, so, social media can really change because people look at it as, I constantly remind clients, people post their highlight reels. So stop comparing yourself to them. That's their highlight. Of course they're going to want to share that. They're not going to post, you know, all the nasty, dirty thing in their life or the chaos. Maybe some people do, but not always. And so it's very easy for us to compare, like, oh, my life isn't as good or as perfect or my house isn't as clean. That's why I love the social media posts where it's like, here's the image where I took of my clean kitchen, and then they show the reel to the left, and it's like, but this is where I had to shove everything so it looks clean. That's real. That's life.
Look at our living room and tiki room, but then go back to Carl's office back there where everything is.
Right.
You know, and I'll clean that out once every 6 months, and then it's not my stuff. All the time. And then it just slowly gravitates back there again because of events. Yeah, but you're right.
Because we live.
Yeah, because we live.
Yeah.
Okay, when you come back again, we've got a lot of things to talk about. You and I and Linda stay in touch.
Yeah.
And these are things we need to talk about, like social media. impact on children. We haven't even touched on that, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And what parents can do, give their kids a fighting chance.
Yeah.
And because that's what it is. I mean, bullying and making you feel like you're not good enough.
Yep.
Oh, why can't I do that? All those things.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be great to talk about. Those are big topics in today's world.
Okay, Ashley. Okay. February 19th.
Yep.
From
9 to 12.
It's a class on
Invisible Wounds, Understanding and Supporting Children of Difficult Parents. And the in-person is full. There's 30 seats. They're all full right now, but people can join online via Zoom, and it is free.
And frankly, Zoom is cool because, you know, you're there and you're watching it, and you can, you know, you're more relaxed than that.
You can be in your PJs.
Yeah.
You can be in bed.
Be in bed. You can have your baby bouncing up and down in your lap.
Exactly.
There you go. Ashley, thank you so much for coming in here today. And
thank you guys for having me.
Caring,
thank you.
And for caring as much as you do about our children.
Yeah, it's an important topic, and I hope we can educate more people around it. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Okay, everybody, it's going to be a really nice weekend today. Maybe part of tomorrow, most of tomorrow. Sunday, perhaps rain. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and for
rain's
those
coming in Saturday night.
Okay, so if you watch the Super Bowl, there you are. You're inside. Eat your eat the things that you've been waiting to eat for the whole year, and frankly, we don't have a dog in this fight, Seahawks or the New England Patriots. Though I think it was a travesty that Bill Belichick did not make it into the Hall of Fame on the first vote, or Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. I don't know what that was like. Okay, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.